For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. With that, this is why I like the weather that we've had recently and likely moving forward. I'm not going to hear you talking about weather for a while. Too cold.
You know you love it.
I do.
Yes,
you're right.
You do. You like to push back on me, grumpy old man. Toughen up, for God's sakes. Have you forgotten where you came from? I hear that crap all the time.
No, actually.
Didn't you live in the Midwest? It was windy all the time. It snowed. It was cold. Blah, blah, blah. I don't care.
Actually, for your age, you don't have that grumpy old man type of thing.
I don't think I'm grumpy.
No.
Generally speaking,
you are not
grumpy.
A get off my lawn
no,
guy.
No, not really.
No.
No, not really. I try not to be.
Right.
But, you know, here I am.
Here you are.
And it was too damn windy yesterday. There.
Wow.
It was too windy yesterday at Broncos, don't you think?
It was windy. It was windy. I didn't think it was overly windy.
I thought it was overly windy.
You want windy? Go up to my wife's place in Arvada.
Yeah.
That's windy. It is wide open, and put wicker furniture on your deck or on your patio at your own risk.
Yeah. There are places like that. My wife was kind of flirting with the idea of Georgetown once.
She wants to move to Georgetown.
Well, I mean, she was kind of thinking about
why
it
Georgetown?
like I don't know, just because it was just a cute little town and she found a place.
I think that I you know what? If you're looking for a small little fun little mountain town,
yeah, you can do yeah.
Evergreen to me is the bee's knees.
Yeah, Evergreen is fantastic.
Yep.
No question about
mm-hmm.
it. But there's a quaintness of Georgetown that is compelling, and it's right up against the mountain and that kind of thing. But the wind that comes whistling down that is like makes it no. It reminds you of being back in Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, where the wind is almost constant.
Yeah, but Georgetown is minus all the tornadoes.
Yes, it is. And it's at all the charm that you could possibly have where you don't have any of that, really.
Yeah.
There's
no
the
charm
Midwest.
And there are no trailers anymore. Time now for the lead.
The lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Sean Payton was asked if he thought Courtland Sutton would show for the first mandatory practice next week. He said he thought Sutton would be there, then added, "I just know his work ethic. I know the player. He and I have talked. I think it'll work itself out. I think he'll be there, but I don't know for sure."
Right.
I am 100% positive
that I don't know.
No, I'm 100% positive, I think. on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being high confidence, what number would you give the chances of Sutton showing up at camp?
7.
Yeah, I think I'd go there too.
Somewhere right in that realm.
Yeah.
Relatively confident, not totally sure, and not really that concerned about it.
I know he scored 10 touchdowns last
year.
Right. Tied for fourth amongst wideouts catching touchdowns. However, it's going to look a little bit silly if he doesn't show up when you look at CeeDee Lamb, who didn't show up, Ayuk, who didn't show up. He's not those guys. Nope. I understand why he wants a few more bucks. I get it. But it's, with all due respect to Courtland, who we like very much, it really becomes one of these things doesn't look like the other.
I agree. And I get where he's at.
Yeah.
He's in the last 2 years of a deal that has, he's literally used up the guaranteed money. The $2 million that they enacted this year to activate whatever it is in the contract.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's got that. Other than that, he's got nothing guaranteed over the next 2 years. So he has
about 4, doesn't he?
I don't think so. Check on that, Alex, but I don't think that he's guaranteed anything at this point. He's got $2 million for this year.
Yep.
And I haven't spoken to Courtland. I don't know this.
Yep.
Reports are that he's looking for a couple million dollars more. He's looking for more of a sweetening of the pot than anything else, which is fine. Courtland Sutton with a $2 million sweetening of the pot would be at about half of what Justin Jefferson just agreed to with the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
So in the grand scheme of things, he would still be a fairly cost-effective tight end or wide receiver for a WR1. I would argue that Courtland Sutton is more a WR2 than he is a WR1. But we can get into that.
When you are talking about guaranteed money, are you talking about the signing proration, the restructure proration?
I'm talking about the $2 million that he got this year. I don't think what's the language in the next year, Alex?
It's zero for guaranteed salary next year.
Yeah.
In 2025. Yeah.
And I think he's got his $2 million for this year.
Yes. Okay, with that, okay, Broncos have a pretty full wide receiver room. I'm not saying it's the best wide receiver room in football.
Right.
But it's pretty full.
Yeah.
Tim Patrick is back. Marvin Mims is emerging. You just brought in Josh Reynolds.
Yep.
You just drafted Troy Franklin and Devon Vele. You still have a little Jordan Humphrey.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really need him that badly?
No.
I mean, you want to see what your young guys can do.
I mean, you always appreciate experience and proven experience and ability in your room. That goes without saying.
But is he the best wide receiver on your roster?
I mean, I think you'd probably give him the nod, but...
You have to give him the nod.
I mean, you give him the nod.
So, if you have a young quarterback in Bo Nix...
Yeah.
I mean, do you want to keep him around for a couple more years?
Yeah, sure you do.
Yeah.
I think a tight end is a bigger question for me than a wide receiver at this point. I think they've got wide receivers. I think that they have... Look, what are the Broncos going to be this year? 6... If you're really encouraged, maybe you can see 7 wins. I don't play those games, but I'll be honest with you, I'm fairly accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't figure the 8 out last year the way that it played out, ended up with the right number. This seems like a 6-win football team to me, but you want to get pieces in place so that if you get this quarterback starting to move forward, he's got pieces to be successful with.
Let's look at some of those guys that we just mentioned.
Okay.
There have been 4 viewing sessions for the media.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
3 with veterans.
And I'm not going to count the rookie one.
Right.
I have been to a third of them. I was there yesterday with you.
Right.
You have been to all three of them.
Correct.
Does Tim Patrick look full speed to you?
No.
Okay. Troy Franklin, you and I believe were standing next to each other, and Sean Payton, I believe, was barking at Troy Franklin.
Troy Franklin gets barked at every single practice, but I think they like him.
I didn't say they didn't like him.
Right.
Running the wrong route, not understanding the playbook. Things aren't clicking for him.
Not yet.
Right now.
Right.
So you're hoping that you can count on Troy Franklin,
mm-hmm.
but this is going to be a learning process.
No question.
I mean, this isn't Oregon's offense. I understand Oregon's offense is a wee bit more complex than some other college offenses, but it's not Sean Payton's offense. It's not an NFL offense. So we have to be patient with Troy Franklin.
Yes.
With that, Tim Patrick, I don't know. Tim Patrick looks like a guy who hasn't played in 2 years. And not because of his football acumen. He's a guy that you want in that wide receiver room, so on and so forth. However, if he looks a step slow now, I don't anticipate him returning to form ever.
That's a very real possibility and probably more likely than unlikely. I think it would be hard now after 2 years and two major, not a couple of scopes.
Right.
Two major reconstructive surgeries.
So with that, kind of 50-50 at best, and I think we're being generous that Tim Patrick returns to who he is. Troy Franklin makes a major contribution this year. Do you think that Sean Payton should take a hard look at those two guys and base his decision about Courtland Sutton on what those two guys look like?
That's an interesting way to get there.
Because what are you left with? Marvin Mims,
right.
Josh Reynolds, Vele, and Lil Jordan.
Pretty much, yeah, that's pretty much it.
If that's what
Brandon Johnson.
Okay, if that's what you're looking at,
right.
Corlin, come on in. I got a bag for you.
I think.
Not as much as you think. It's a knapsack.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it is. It's not a duffel bag. It's like a kid's knapsack with Pocahontas on the back.
I think they want Cortland back. And I think they want Cortland back. I think they will get Cortland back. I don't know what their conversation is like and what conversation that Sean talked about yesterday. I've talked with him. All right, good. So there's obviously some form of dialogue going on, and we'll see how it all plays out.
He's not that old. He's going to be, what, 29 this year?
Now, the plot thickens a little bit if somebody, Pittsburgh Steelers, float a couple of draft picks in front of him. That changes things a little bit.
Sure does.
Remember, we were talking at the end of the year or around the trade deadline, Courtland bringing a single fairly late draft pick. Man, that didn't do much for us. But what about if you're talking about, and I'm just throwing this out to have fun, a fourth and a sixth, for instance, maybe a third and a sixth, if you're really in a position of need and you can hold the team to the fire for it. Maybe that's unrealistic, but I think that you probably, considering where you are in terms of developing and restructuring, retooling, whatever it is, this football team, a couple of picks wouldn't look bad for a guy that really you probably could live without if you had to, because you're only going to be in the 5, 6, 7 win range anyway.
Picks to sacrifice Knicks? Because honestly, you have a rookie quarterback.
You do.
Okay, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment. You want Knicks to be as comfortable as possible.
You do.
Guys you can count on to run the right route.
Yes.
Okay? Courtland Sutton is that guy. You want a guy you can throw a jump ball to.
Yeah.
And know that he's going to come down with it. Knicks looked terrific in red zone yesterday.
Yes, he did.
How much better is he going to look with Courtland Sutton?
He should look a lot better.
Coming up after the break, many believe Sean Payton wanted Bo Nix because he sort of resembled Drew Brees. So what kind of similarities are there between Drew Brees and Bo Nix? You'll hear from Sean Payton about that specifically next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, there's coughing and a government fleet vehicle auction, featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you have a truck or a 4x4 and you're like, I love it, but I want it to be amazing, I want all my neighbors to say, holy cow, look at that thing, and I want to drive the coolest thing on the block, maybe even in the county, in the area code, go to High Country Performance 4x4. They only sell and use the top brands to do rebuilds, seasonal inspections, custom fabrication, and more. It is more than you could possibly imagine under one roof, especially when you see what they can do to your vehicle. Go check out those pictures online, and you're going to be like, man, I can do that. Go to hcp4x4.com, hcp4x4.com, or check them out in Englewood. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool shit since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
Many believe Sean Payton wanted Bo Nix because he most resembled Drew Brees outside of the top two picks, Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels. So, what similarities does he see right now between Nix and a young Drew Brees?
Mentally, he wants to know as much as fast as he can. There's he's the son of a coach. Now, Drew wasn't necessarily the son of a coach, but you know, this group of quarterbacks in general are kind of like gym rats. You know, they enjoy the process. It's been a good room. I mean, it's when you talk to Davis or Joe or myself, you know, it's these guys are doing well. They're pushing each other. Today, we were on this odd day where every day you came, Bo was running with the ones. Today, I think it was Zach's turn. You'll see minicamp. But, I think there's maybe a maturity level because, you know, again, he's played 61 games. And when we got Drew, it was off of his rookie contract, coming off an injury. So, he locates the ball well. He's accurate. And I think Drew was.
Yeah, there you go. There's a, was a meandering kind of, you know, long drawn out answer. He got to the point. There are similarities. And I think that there are similarities that Sean Payton is very comfortable with. I think that he has a young quarterback who is a sponge, for lack of a better term, right? He's a guy that is obviously taking a lot from this offense in already and is able to apply it. What does that speak to? Processing and understanding and making things that he understands from the classroom work on the field. I think there is a lot of that right now with Bo Nix. It's silly for me to say, but it's okay because it's the kind of fuel that you get on sports talk radio. If I'm making a judgment based on seeing Bo Nix for 4 days, Bo Nix is the best quarterback out there for me.
Okay.
For me, based on 4 days and the things that I look for, which no one else might. I don't know.
Well, what do you look for?
I look for getting the ball out quickly, making good decisions in doing it.
Yep.
I look for accuracy in the throws and things. I'm checking a lot of boxes. I have a plus-minus system on throws that, and this is just my system. Doesn't mean it's a good one. It's the one that I employ and have used for a long time. It works for me.
Should you patent it and sell it?
No, I don't think that I would do that. But he made, and I don't think any of the three quarterbacks were particularly good yesterday, to be really honest. But Bo Nix was clearly the best in the red zone.
And I would agree with that for sure. The general, and tell me if you veer off this path.
Sure.
The general consensus, and this doesn't mean this is right either. It matters what the coaches think.
Sure.
The general consensus among the media that has been there for these 3 days with the team has been Stidham has been the most consistent of the three. Would you disagree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say that he and Nix have been easily the most consistent.
I would agree. But if you had to pick one over the other, who would you say?
Nix.
Okay.
Stidham has made a couple of,
deep throws.
A couple of deep throws that have had strong wow factor.
Yep.
But that's not the question. The question for me was consistency. In terms of getting to the line of scrimmage, there's a lot of things. I'm not talking about just throws. I'm talking about getting in the huddle, calling the play, getting to the line of scrimmage, making the right reads at the line of scrimmage, locating a receiver, and putting the ball on target. I think there's very little to choose from between the two, but I would say that Bo Nix has been maybe slightly better.
So, if the season started today, Nix is your starter.
There's a lot of other factors that go with it, but yeah, based on what I've seen with my own eyes in a very small sample size, yeah.
Payton was asked about how Zach Wilson has handled the installation of the offense, and his answer was interesting. He said there are about three strains of language in our league. You have the West Coast strain, the old digits system, and then you have the kind of what the Patriots run. So Jarrett came from one of those strains, and I'd say there's a pretty significant iPhone to Android adjustment there. Whereas, and this is where I was like, wow. Whereas in Zach's case, there's a little bit more similarities relative to how things are called. And he, by far and away, has looked the worst. He has the most starts. He's not the most veteran quarterback out there, but he certainly has the most experience. He has the most experience probably with this offense. So,
and he throws the heaviest ball.
And I said this to you during practice.
Yeah.
To me, Zach Wilson looks like a guy that when he played at BYU, he was a top-level tennis player. He was a power guy. When he went to Wimbledon on grass, he would just blow you away with forehands and backhands and serve and volley because he had that much talent. The problem is he is playing pickleball now in Sean Payton's offense, where there is high attention to detail of completing passes, being accurate. And you've played pickleball. I played it a little bit. In pickleball, you don't need power. What you need is accuracy and touch.
Yes.
And Wilson is wearing himself out at the baseline in a pickleball game, hitting it as hard as he can. Remember, it's a wiffle ball that you're playing with.
Yeah.
So it's like playing on clay. And guys at the net are just volleying it back and hitting their spots. And Wilson's probably wondering, why, how come my power isn't translating?
Yeah.
Because it's a different game.
And he doesn't get the ball out quickly.
No.
He's just not. Now, that's not.
But he zips it.
Once he gets there, the ball gets there in a hurry.
Yeah.
There is no question. He is the strongest of the three arms.
Oh, yeah.
But. And Sean obviously knows a lot more about this than any of us, observing. It's just a pair of eyes and a lot of years of watching things. It doesn't seem. I know he's an intriguing talent, and I think that's why he's here. He's an intriguing talent that's not costing you anything, and he's young. So you never know where you might trip into something that works. And maybe it will. I don't know. There's a lot. We got a whole week. Well, they've got another couple of days possible for OTAs this week, and then they've got another 3 days next week for minicamp. Then we'll see come July. Maybe things change. I would say that right now he is clearly the third horse in a three-horse race.
Who has a longer career? Who has a longer career in the NFL? Zach Wilson or Trevor Siemian?
Well, Trevor Simeon's still playing, so.
Well, he is. Yep.
Yeah.
Started in 2015. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years he has played. He's your perfect backup, smart guy. You don't really want him starting, but he's good for a spot start or two. And he's not great, but he'll kind of do enough for you.
Yeah, and he's...
to kind of get you through.
Yeah, and he's hung around for a while, so if you think that he's going to go 10 years...
Oh, he'll go 10 years.
10, 11 years, something like that.
He will absolutely be a lifer being a backup quarterback because... he can help you a little bit in a pinch. He's not going to win you games.
Well,
but I look at Zach Wilson, and I'm thinking, he's got a fastball on him.
Right.
The problem is he doesn't have an off-speed pitch. He doesn't have a breaking ball. He's got one gear.
And I'm not sure, at least in this offense, I'm not sure if he's going to be a fit for Sean. He may very well end up being that way. He's got a ways to go from a standpoint of processing, quick, getting rid of the ball quickly. The things that Sean Payton kind of railed against Russell Wilson,
right.
I think will be potentially similar themes with right. Zach Wilson.
Christian McCaffrey, he was the highest paid running back anyway before yesterday. Now he gets an extension. With that, who would you rather have? Christian McCaffrey, who just got a new deal, or Justin Jefferson, who just got a new deal? That's next. So unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on. Didn't even know. I wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so. For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Marvin, hey. I'm begging.
Anytime I feel you got me, no. Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileEyeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for a great auction, this one has it. Government Fleet Vehicle Auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
Christian McCaffrey, I believe, was already the highest-paid running back in the league. Now he's even further ahead. Two-year, $38 million extension. All the while, 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk wants a new contract, probably in the same ballpark as Justin Jefferson's deal. I know he is not going to get that, but he wants to be close. Ayuk second in the league with 18 yards per catch. He was second in the league for that. Also top 10 in yards and yards per game. Was the money far better spent on McCaffrey, even though Ayuk has little to no injury history like McCaffrey?
Yes, the money is better spent on Ayuk, on McCaffrey, but there's a caveat to this. McCaffrey is a one-off. He is unlike any other running back in the league, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a pass protector, as a pass catcher, running, he does everything. And Brandon Ayuk is a piece in an incredibly talented offense.
And by the way, he had 7 touchdown catches last year.
Yeah.
You would say, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of those touchdowns are being eaten up by Kittle,
of course,
and Samuel,
right,
and McCaffrey.
Right, they got guys.
If you don't have all those guys, yeah. Ayuk is easily 10+.
Give me some Brandon Ayuk.
Okay,
Don't get me wrong. You asked me which one. I would say McCaffrey, but only because he is such a.
He's a unicorn.
He's a unicorn as a running back.
Yeah,
I was reading something the other day yesterday. When this was breaking, and the phrase was used that he has reset the market for running backs. Well, not really, because he's a one-off in that market.
Right.
There is no one else like him.
The last guy I can remember who could do the things that he did, and now I can't remember his name, help me out, wanted a new contract. He may have held out the whole year he was the running back for the Steelers. It was before
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon.
I loved me some Le'Veon Bell.
Well, for good reason. Le'Veon Bell was a hell of a player.
And then his career fell off a table like a bowling ball.
You're right.
So, if McCaffrey is a unicorn, which I think we can agree that he is, best running back in the league, Justin Jefferson, you can make the case, is the best wide receiver in the league.
Sure can.
Who would you rather have?
Who would I rather have? So much of that is based upon who my quarterback is.
Well, you had Kirk Cousins.
How many other pieces
You had Kirk Cousins last year.
I think I would probably take McCaffrey because he affects the game in direct ways. A receiver, as cool as having a shiny, productive, dynamic one is dependent on the quarterback.
Okay. With that, let's talk. I'm going to ask you, Alex, off the top of your head, Give me the top 5 to 7 wide receivers in the game right now.
Okay. Justin Jefferson.
Okay.
Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
Devontae Adams.
D. Adams. Okay.
Ooh.
Stephon
Diggs.
What's that?
Stephon Diggs.
Diggs, okay.
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yep. St. Brown.
A.J. Brown.
CeeDee Lamb.
A.J. Brown. CeeDee Lamb.
It's a pretty good list.
Okay. And between them, they've won a single Super Bowl.
Wow. Just Tyreek Hill?
Oh, and by the way, Tyreek Hill, you can make the case, is he really that great considering the Chiefs won 2 Super Bowls after he walked out the door?
Well, you give him his props. Yeah.
You do. I'm giving him his props for sure.
Yeah.
However, the Chiefs, granted, they have Patrick Mahomes. However, the Chiefs proved pretty convincingly they don't need one of the top wide receivers in the game. They don't even have to come close to having one of the top wide receivers in the game to win a Super Bowl.
I am going to underscore what you just said. And there's some truth in this. In the last 6 Super Bowls, there have been 5 winning wide receivers. But 3 of them are different. I mean, so you've had Tyreek Hill has won, mm-hmm. Obviously won. And then, so in the last 6 years, 5 Super Bowl wins by wide receivers, only 3 different players in 6 years. Am I making sense here?
Not really. Give me the names of who you're talking about.
All right, here are the guys that have won Super Bowls and have been top 5 receivers.
Cooper Kupp is one of them.
Cooper Kupp, Tyreek Hill, Julian Edelman, who was a slot receiver.
Yep.
So I don't think that you would really consider him as a wide receiver for these purposes I did. And that's it. That is it.
Well, but I'm going to take this a step further. So you have Cooper Kupp. He has become, unfortunately, the outlier of that.
Yes.
And this is why I say that. Because when you look at the last 10 Super Bowl winners, you had 6 of them won by 2 different quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Brady and Mahomes. And who was their best pass catcher? Tight ends. Kelce and Gronkowski.
Mm-hmm.
Not wide receivers.
Right.
Cooper Kupp is the outlier.
Yes. It's pretty remarkable. Last year, CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill, St. Brown, Michael Pittman, Keenan Allen, your top 5 receivers. Year before, Tyreek Hill, Stephon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb, Jefferson, St. Brown, Cooper Kupp, Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill. Deontay Johnson was a top 5 receiver. Remember him from the Steelers?
Yep.
Back in 2021, Keenan Allen. You can go on and on down the list. There just aren't that many Super Bowl winners that you get.
I'm going to take it a step further. Let's look at the last 7 wide receivers who have gone into the Hall of Fame. Calvin Johnson, Isaac Bruce, Randy Moss, Marvin Harrison, Tim Brown, Andre Reed, Chris Carter, and Terrell Owens. That's 8, right?
Yeah.
2 won Super Bowls.
Yeah.
2 won Super Bowls. Isaac Bruce and Marvin Harrison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, that's it.
It's pretty, It is a dependent position.
So if you want to put all your money in the wide receiver position, knock yourself out. But the history suggests that you're not winning a Super Bowl with a top-flight wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean,
paying him that type of money.
Cooper Kupp is the best argument that you can make in the last 6 years for a guy that kind of pulled that train along.
Yes, he did.
And he did. He was a guy that did that. Certainly not Tyreek Hill dynamic, but that's a Patrick Mahomes win.
Right.
Right? So, and Julian Edelman, that's a Tom Brady win.
No, that's a win for all Jewish people.
Edelman, I love me some Julian Edelman. So, I love that position.
Weird cat. He is a odd bird.
A little bit.
Oh, not a little bit.
But,
He is an, and listen, good on him. But he is an odd bird.
Gotcha.
But good on him for doing what he did.
His playoff numbers are up there with anyone in the game, in the history
That's right.
of the game.
He's a big game player. There's no question about it. So it's really interesting. Did you know that in 2018 and 19, the leading receiver in the NFL was Michael Thomas, who's still playing football?
And how many Super Bowls has he won?
None.
None.
Zero. Right. He was not on that team in 2009. That was Marcus Colston and those guys.
Think about this. For all of the Super Bowls that Tom Brady has won, and Randy Moss played with Tom Brady.
Arguably the best receiver he ever played with.
And Moss never won a Super Bowl with Brady. Now, they were undefeated until the Super Bowl. At the end of the day, they didn't win.
No, they didn't.
And oh, by the way, best quarterback to never win a Super Bowl, you know, Dan Marino.
Yeah.
And now you can look at Randy Moss or maybe Terrell Owens or Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It has traditionally not been a position that will get you to a Super Bowl. Now, can you get there without these guys?
And here's something else about the wide receiver position. It, without question, is the diva position. Look at Stephon Diggs. Hasn't won anything.
No.
He's a problem. He pouts. He whines. He complains.
Damn good, though.
He's on a new team. Good on him. But now you have CeeDee Lamb holding out. You have Ayuk holding out. Jefferson absolutely would have held out.
Sure. Well, Justin Jefferson had him over the knees. I mean, he knew that he was going to get paid. CeeDee Lamb knows he's going to get paid.
Right.
And they should get paid. I've got no problem with it.
Yeah, you're going to you're going to wind up paying him, and then Micah Parsons is going to walk. Who would you rather have, CeeDee Lamb or Micah Parsons?
I would rather have Micah Parsons.
As would I.
Yeah.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
We'll discuss if Nuggets assistant David Adelman will get a head coaching gig, and how bad at betting was this MLB player who was just given a lifetime ban? That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MyLifeSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, government fleet vehicle auction featuring pickup trucks, SUVs, sedans, livestock panels, container homes, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, the Cleveland Cavaliers have received permission to interview Nuggets assistant coach David Adelman who has also met with the Lakers on their opening as well. Sounds like that might be going to J.J. Redick, though. Three coaches off the Michael Malone coaching tree who have went on to be head coaches in the league include Chris Finch, Wes Unseld Jr., and Jordy Fernandez. Do you think David Adelman or possibly Micah Norri will get hired in this cycle? Former guys off the Malone tree.
I think it's a better chance that Micah Norri gets hired because he was essentially the head coach when the Timberwolves beat the Nuggets. And he was prominently featured on television throughout that playoff series. When it comes to the Lakers head coaching job, J.J. Redick is the better fit than David Adelman. Who would be the better coach? I don't know. David Adelman certainly has the chops. He is highly respected. But if you're going to have to work with LeBron James and Anthony Davis every single day, you better bring some cachet with you. And J.J. Redick has it. Something that David Adelman, unfortunately for him, right now, does not.
Cleveland would be a pretty good place for him to go to work.
Well, that's where Micah Norri is being considered.
Right.
All right, just in case you missed it, MLB has announced that Tuku Pitamarcano has been given a lifetime ban from baseball after it was revealed that he bet on 25 Pirates games while he was assigned to the team. He was injured during all of them, but he lost all those bets. He gambled more than $150,000 on baseball and won just 4.3% of the 231 MLB-related bets that he placed. I mean, a lifetime ban and a terrible sports gambler doesn't get much worse than that, right?
Don't bet on your damn sport. Don't bet on your damn team.
You have inside information.
I mean, how stupid do you have to be? Seriously, how stupid do you have to be to think that you're going to get away with something like that in this day and age? It's mind-boggling to me. Mind-boggling.
Generally speaking, you are going to get paid more in your sport over the course of a year than the odds suggest that you are going to win gambling. Just look at the numbers. Right?
A head shaking. But so it goes. And the list of guys, how many guys were there on that list? Six guys?
Yeah.
It was five or six. And the rest of them all received one-year bans, right? Come on, dudes.
That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. You can try before you buy. I mean, you can walk into any store before you buy it, which is great. I mean, you're going to buy a car. You're going to want to take it for a test drive. They have a price match guarantee. They have great financing options. They have a clearance center where they knock down the price, $300-$500, sometimes even more, because they have stuff called scratch and ding. It has a scratch on it. So what? You're saving a ton of money, and it's the same high-end quality appliance. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, will Courtland Sutton show up for mandatory practice next year? Sean Payton has an idea. I think he thinks, but he's not sure. We'll explain next.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.